Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I want a true crime. I want like an attempted murder, but I'm tired of guns and knives. Give me a plunger.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here with Jamie. These are becoming one of my favorite things.
The openers or the cases themselves?
A little bit of both, but mostly the cases, because this is content that is not not enough for a full show, but just enough that we get to tell you some breaking news and some very interesting details of some fascinating cases.
Yeah, this is pretty fascinating. It sounds like an olden duel where they're like, choose your weapons, and you chose a plunger.
This is absolutely one of the wildest stories I've heard in a long time, and this week, we're going to focus on crimes out of Knoxville, Tennessee. So this one is from Knoxville, and the one that comes up on Friday's True Crime To Go is also from Knoxville. But this one is wild. This is Knoxville, Tennessee. This is a story of a kidnapping, an attempted murder, and all kinds of things. So it all began on June 22nd, 2025. So the Knoxville Police Department received a welfare check that would set this whole nightmare in motion. So a woman contacted the police department and they had a very scary suspicion. They think that a 19-year-old named Charles Kaufman might have killed a man and then kidnapped that man's 3-year-old daughter from a home in Knoxville.
Yikes. John, this took place on the 22nd. The case we're covering on Friday took place on the 23rd or 21st rather. I was in Tennessee during this time.
Well,
not in Knoxville directly, not involved, not a witness. But
I thought it was weird that you started having me call you Kaufman, too. I mean, it's weird.
It's weird. You've called me worse. Police didn't waste time, though. They forced their way into the home and found a horrifying scene. A man, later identified as the stepfather of the missing toddler, was lying on the bathroom floor, bound, naked, and suffering from a severe head injury. Officers noted a strong smell of bleach in the air, obviously indicating that there had been some kind of cleanup that had happened and wondering what other horrors they were going to run into.
So the victim was rushed to the hospital. They had internal bleeding. His skull was fractured. He had numerous other injuries, and he's fighting for his life. Investigators quickly realized that his SUV, the victim's SUV, was missing, along with, like the caller said, his 3-year-old daughter. So an alert went out. Be on the lookout for this car. And that's when another police department in Tennessee spotted the stolen vehicle.
And what followed was a really tense chase. Law enforcement deployed spike strips to pop the tires and stop this SUV. And when they did find Kaufman inside, along with his 21-year-old girlfriend and the kidnapped toddler. The little girl was taken to a hospital for evaluation. Thankfully, she was physically unharmed, but the trauma from this episode is certainly going to be with her for a long time.
So police had to figure out what happened to the man back in his home in Knoxville. So they interviewed Kaufman, and he kind of let it all out. He gave a very chilling account. He claimed that his mother, also a legal guardian of the 3-year-old, had asked him to pick up the child while she herself was in jail. So he said that he took an Uber driver to his stepfather's neighborhood with his girlfriend, and that's when things spiraled out of control. Kaufman admitted to getting into a physical fight with his stepfather. He said that he slammed this man to the ground, punched him in the face, and the escalating of the attack went on from there. He actually grabbed a toilet plunger. He beat him with the plunger and even stuffed it into this guy's mouth and then dragged him as he was injured to the bathroom, stripped off his clothes, and then poured bleach all over him, all while the toddler was present in the home. This was brutal.
This is a very brutal, graphic beating. The girlfriend's story added another piece to the puzzle. She told police that when she entered the house, she found the stepfather on the living room floor. Kaufman handed her the child, and the two stole the SUV, fleeing the scene. She even overheard Kaufman on a phone call saying he thought he'd killed the stepfather and wasn't sure if he was alive or not. But it continued to get more messy. When police spoke with Kaufman's mother from prison, she denied ever telling her son to go get the kid and certainly not to steal the SUV, let alone conduct any of the violence. She said she'd never allow him to have custody of the girl and hadn't even spoken to him since she had been incarcerated. So Kaufman's house of cards was starting to crumble when other people started speaking.
So Kaufman now faces a lot of charges. One, attempted second-degree murder and aggravated kidnapping, tampering with evidence, and then theft. Records don't show any charges against the girlfriend yet. I mean, this is brand new. This happened last week. So there are questions about her role in all of this. So there could be more charges. Look, this victim is also, as far as I know, still trying to recover. So if he ends up not making it, then the second degree murder will be attempted murder, rather, will be converted to murder.
In a strange twist, as soon as Kaufman got to jail, he wrote an apology letter to his stepfather.
He could not have an attorney. His attorney would never let him write an apology letter, like just shut up and deny.
Right. Yeah, he can't. And that's not gonna, I don't know if he thought that would help him. The 3-year-old, as far as we know, is safe and relatively unharmed. The stepfather, like you said, is still trying to recover. We don't know the full extent of his injuries because that's not been made clear. But if his mom didn't tell him to go get the kid, what was the motive here for Kaufman to go over to get the kid? What escalated to the violent piece? And what role did the girlfriend have? If she's not been charged, does that just mean that she's a witness and she's going to turn on Kaufman? And then, I mean, why in the world would you grab a plunger?
Yeah.
We may never know that part.
I mean, like when my mom would spank me as a kid, she would grab whatever was closest. And I feel like if you're in the bathroom and you want to beat him with something, it might be the closest thing to you. This is a story that I suspect we'll learn a lot more about later. For Kaufman to have been so mad and violent, I'm interested to know why.
Yeah, this is a brutal scene. This isn't just a self-defense situation or I got in a fight with somebody situation. This was above and beyond. So as more charges are levied, as trial dates are set, we'll keep you posted. Here, we do a lot of updates on Patreon episodes and also over on TikTok.
Guys, that's going to do it for today. We appreciate everything you do for us.
This has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.